Welcome to the From the Field broadcast, recorded from the Amazon Basin. Listen now as Brother Andrew brings you good news from a far country.
And I found myself in the same spot of these Galatian believers, doing and striving and trying to perform, trying to win, trying to gain Christ when I already had Him on the inside. I got myself in such a bondage. I got myself in such a weighty load. I had no joy. My peace had turned to bitterness. I saw folks out on the street that was just no doubt sinners that needed God. And I would think things like this: oh, Lord, that is not Christ. I remember there in my study when God helped me see this truth and helped me see this. I was in such a turmoil myself. I paced my study floor back and forth. I remember walking out into a little commons area, and I was thinking and saying, I felt as if God had sold me a scam. That's how I felt. I said, well, why did I leave Virginia? Why did I leave everything that I own to follow you? Aren't you glad God has patience with us when we don't know what we're saying? I didn't really know what I was saying to God, but the thing was about me and God that day was He allowed me to be honest with myself and with God. And that's where it's got to start tonight, friend. I crawled up on those steps out. It walks up to the fellowship hall, and I sat down on about the fourth step from the top, and I said, God, I don't understand. And I had my Bible open to this passage where Genesis chapter 31, where Jacob is leaving late, and he's going back. The promise of God. And the voice of the ages whispered to my soul and said, son, why don't you just leave late? And I remember the Spirit of God coming on me that night and such great peace and joy in my heart. And no longer was I going out and trying to serve Laban for what I already had in my heart. No longer was I going to go and try to do and strive and work and get under a load and get myself in such a turmoil and have all this condemnation come on me and try to figure it all out. No longer was I going to try to go and strive and do. But no, friend, I was serving the living God. He was on the inside of me, working in and through my life as the bright and shining star, the centerpiece of glory, took abode in my heart. It was Christ. And I said, as John did, Behold what manner of love that God has bestowed upon me and put upon my heart. And the love of God constrains me. It's the love of Christ that is working in me, not some form of doing and this and striving. No, I left it all and said, I'm not going to try to please you no more, but I'm going to Christ and I'm going to let Him do it from now on. How that the workings of God, oh friend, through a yielded life, or you just simply take your hands off the wheel and say, God, just take her wherever you want to go. Lord, and just work in my life. Do my life. And I found myself in this problem, this situation because of this. Not because I was out trying to do wrong, but because I desperately, desperately, desperately wanted to do the will of God. I wanted to please God. I wanted to do the will of God. I wanted to. There's nights that I'd pray all night, laboring, saying, God, I want to do Your will. I want to do whatever it is You want me to do, God. Please show me, God, I want to do Your will, Lord. And in all that, I found myself trying and going and doing And all these things that have produced such a non-Christian in me. All the ups and downs. All the ups and downs. I remember sometimes, some weeks would be way up on top of Mount Everest. And the glory of God would be so thick and real. And just be, wow! I mean, I remember sometimes I just lay on the floor. It was just the power of God. Then the next week I'd be so low and so down. My lip be dragging the ground, you know. I didn't understand why I didn't feel like I felt this way. It was this and that. Next month I was back up on top again. Man, we're doing pretty good. And I'm striving and doing and we're going. Everything's just splendor and grandeur. Wow, what a great thing it is. And then the next week it's just back down again. But I'm glad that God can lead a child of His own to a place where the mountains and the valleys become plain. Where it's no longer this. Just kind of levels out. Every once in a while, you kind of get a little dip, but just kind of plain. And that's walking by faith in grace. Now, I want to tell you, you say, Brother Andrew, is it every time that you go to pray that God just floods your heart and soul? No, sir. No, ma'am, it's not. Every time I go to pray, God doesn't just pour on me. Does that mean that God's not there? Oh, He's there, all right. Every time you go to your mailbox, do you have something personally addressed to yourself? But you get up and go check it the next day. Is that right? And so back to maybe some of these newer generation. You know, we'll check our email every day. I don't get something personal all the time. When I do, well, I'm like, man, I got something personal from Mama or something. It's great. Some days I don't get anything but junk mail. I don't even bother reading that. Let's delete it. What I'm saying now is this. Christian friend, the law, you can never please it. The law will try to get you to do, to get you out from under the productive grace of God. I'm done preaching, but several years ago, the Japanese invaded China. They went into China. They had all the newer technology, had tanks and all this stuff. And the Chinamen, they could not stop, especially the tanks. They were just wreaking havoc throughout all their land, destroying villages, town to town to town, city after city, destroying. And their little guns, their rifles, their little artillery couldn't pierce the armor of that tank. Couldn't do it. It would just, bing, just bounce off. Couldn't pierce it. And so what they realized, they said, well, here's what we'll do. I want to send some snipers out, and I want you to see a tank, and I want you just to shoot it and time it every 20 minutes. Ping! They'd wait, and on the 20-minute exact mark, ping! 20 minutes later, ping! The folks on the inside are wondering, where's that coming from? So here's what they do. And when they go to look around, and the tanks stop. And here's what happens a lot of times with us. By getting back in the sinful nature, getting back in that law, here's what happens. That's what Satan works with, through temptation, through those things, the law, through getting us to anything to get us out from the grace of God. It's like those pingings. Ping. As long as you stay in your tank, you're A-okay. Those little bullets, that means they're just nuisances. Just don't worry about it. But the second you come out of your tank, you're cooked up. Hear me now tonight. Serving God, serving the living God, is a life full of the grace of God. It will produce fruit for the glory of God. living under the law produces striving, produces wooden stubble, produces self-effort, all these things, and God's not pleased with any of it. But I'm glad tonight He's long-suffering. I'm glad that He loves us tonight. And He wants His children to walk in truth. He wants us to. He's on your side tonight. He's wanting you to understand this. He's wanting you to get it past your head and in your heart. I remember some of the first preaching that I'd heard on this. The man of God said something like this. He said, "I've never seen anybody understand these truths unless they found their place by themselves and said, 'God, please reveal this to me.'" And I'm telling you tonight, God has a want to reveal such great truth into your heart tonight. This is the way that you'll end up on Judgment Day, and you can walk in and not be ashamed. You can walk in and knowing that there's something more than just hay, wood, and stubble. It is the Christ life. We'll stand tonight all over the house. Father in heaven, we feel so gratefully thank you tonight, God, for your love and mercy upon us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, again, God, for Lord, your word. I thank you tonight, God, for Lord, a life lived in Christ. I thank you tonight, God, for Lord, you that's in us, God, to do the work for us and through us. That it's you, God, that by your grace helps us to labor. It's you, Lord, that helps us, God, to work with joy, so we can serve the living God. And tonight, Lord, I'm very thankful, God, for how you've worked in my heart, God. I'm thankful, Lord, tonight, God, how you've Lord, helped me, Lord, to see these great truths, that it would, Lord, change my life, God. Lord, that I can say, Lord, tonight, God, with a glad heart that I'm anxiously and I'm eager and I'm excited that you're writing my life story. That I'm not trying to write it myself. That I'm not trying to please the brethren. That I'm not trying, God, to live up to someone else's expectation. That I'm not trying, God, to please you by the law. But that I'm simply content with you. And that I'm in love with you, Lord, tonight. God, tonight, would you continue, I pray, to work these seeds, God? Lord, I thank you again for the church now. I appreciate this dear pastor and these body of believers that you've allowed me to be with, Lord, here tonight. And Lord, I know you've got some great things for them in store, God. I sense and I thank you for that, God. Please now, I pray, Lord, work in their life. Use them, God. Lord, may we come to the place as John then said, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us." God, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lord, for correcting us. Thank you for your grace. Thank you tonight, God, for your holiness and for your mercy that you sent by our way. We do love you and commit ourselves to you, Lord, day in, day out. I ask these things in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen.
Deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond all measure that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure.
As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Hope it's been a blessing and a help to you. Please send all correspondence to Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 43, Hayesville, North Carolina 28904. That's Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 43, Hayesville, North Carolina 28904. Thank you for making our ministry a matter of continued prayer.